Aliens and Antarctica. There has been a lot of talk lately about extraterrestrials at Antarctica. Quite frankly, I have to wonder why they would be there. Is there something special about that location we are not yet aware of? We know Antarctica was not always a frozen wasteland, and in the cosmic scale of things it was not so long ago. What seems like forever to us might not seem that way to aliens, especially if they live far longer than we do. Maybe they had facilities there in the past and are revisiting them, or maybe they just want to put a base somewhere that is not apt to be stumbled upon, such as under the ice. In any case, more stories are coming out lately about aliens being there. When we think of extraterrestrials, we tend to think of them being somewhat like us, that is, breathing like we do, possibly eating and having bodily functions of some kind, but maybe none of this is true. We have found microbes which just live off chemicals and don't breathe. Could this mean we might find intelligent aliens who also fit into this category? The universe is a big place, and it is possible breathing and eating may not be a requirement for some types of life. Perhaps aliens living in a non-oxygenated atmosphere, and not having to breathe as we do, could have extremely long lives due to not being subject to the corrosive effect of oxygen. Much more research has to be done in this area, and also far more exploration. A few months ago, some people were convinced a UFO crashed in Antarctica. Tracks were seen in the ice which indicated an object made a long skid landing, and it was thought the object which made the marks had to be cigar-shaped. The video of the marks became very popular and attracted over 500,000 viewers in less than a day. At the end of the skid was a long snow-covered object, but as far as it being a cigar-shaped object, I certainly am not convinced. While the snow at the end of the skid seems to be covering something, it seems to me it could have just been a rock which rolled down from the mountains behind and gathered so much snow it gained the shape it had. Too often people blame aliens for what they don't understand. Is there a reason why scientists are so interested in what type of life may exist in Antarctica? I believe there is a very good reason, and that reason is there are a lot of icy cold moons and planets out in space, and by studying Antarctica they believe they may learn more about these worlds and if they are capable of life. Take Europa, one of Jupiter's moons, for instance. There is a big push going on by NASA to get to that moon, because scientists think it is one of the best candidates for alien life. They believe this because the moon is covered with thick ice, but there are oceans under it, and many scientists think oceans are the best place to find life. One has only to look at the huge diverse life in Earth's oceans. We still don't know everything which lives in our oceans. There is even a possibility intelligent life could have evolved underwater, and we just haven't found it yet. Investigators claim to have found some incredible things in Antarctica which are alien-related. The first object is an ancient pyramid which appears in a photo. They also claim quite a few UFOs have been seen flying over the area. In 2017, a claim was made a UFO was discovered hidden in a cave at Antarctica. Supposedly it was seen in a Google Earth photo. It has also been claimed a giant staircase has been discovered there. A mysterious dome was also said to have been discovered, and some believe it is inhabited. It is said to be oval-shaped and about 400 feet in diameter. What is interesting is the fact some are now saying there might have been humans living there millions of years ago. If there were, they would have had to have been advanced to build this type of structure, but the dome is not a certainty, because it could just be a natural formation. Investigators are convinced then-Secretary of State John Kerry visited Antarctica to see the pyramid. As far as mysterious pyramids go, they are being discovered all over the Earth, but it seems there is a mission to keep the discoveries quiet. This leads me to think there is some connection to aliens. Why wouldn't scientists want us to know about them if they were built by humans? One reason might be it would change our history, and for some reason it is felt it has to be hidden from us. It is interesting to note when a 20,000-year-old pyramid was discovered in Bosnia, the scientist who discovered it was asked not to say anything, and he immediately not only told the world, but advertised for students to help him begin to uncover it. It had been dated by the vegetable material found between the stones. A former naval officer reported he saw the entrance to a secret alien base at Antarctica. It is said he told the famous reporter, Linda Moulton Howe, about his experience. It was also stated he had 20 years with the Navy. There are videos on YouTube of Howe interviewing him. He said he saw aliens when he and others flew through a no-fly zone which had been established there. He not only saw UFOs, but also aliens and a large entrance to an alien base. He said he was stationed at Antarctica for 14 years and during that time saw UFOs several times. He told how there is a collaboration going on there between aliens and humans, and the Antarctic is a major research base for these projects. Something happened there which terrified a group of scientists who had gone into the entrance to a base and didn't come back for a week. When they did return, they wouldn't speak about their experience. When asked why there was a no-fly zone, he replied he was told it was because there was an air sampling camp in that area. This explanation made no sense. He found out there was no camp, but just a large hole going into the ice which was so large you could fly a cargo plane into it. Strange skulls were said to have been recovered in Antarctica, and these skulls were sort of like human ones, but differed in quite a few ways. Many believe these were alien skulls.